crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go hand dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Goes the last DJ
in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, a special remembrance of Phil Everly, who died late last week at the age of 74, one of the original rock and roll pioneers. The form couldn't have developed without him. Now that is a strong statement, and I'll back it up for the next hour with the music that proves it. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
When I love, I get a feeling like I'm traveling through the sky.
Crying in the rain.
son. I may be a fool, but till then, darling, you'll never see me complain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain.
When you think of the Everly Brothers, you don't think of the 1980s, but two chart toppers from that era, one A-ha's cover of Crying in the Rain, and to begin, the song On the Wings of a Nightingale, which was penned for the Everlys by number one Everly Brothers fan Paul McCartney. A little later in the show, we'll explore that relationship. But first, let's trace the Everly Brothers' roots right back to the mountain country of Kentucky and Tennessee, and the influence of guitarist Chet Atkins, both personally and professionally, is where the story begins.
Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy. I sure am blue. Was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me.
Simon and Garfunkel included incongruously on their big studio album Bridge Over Troubled Water a live version of Bye Bye Love, but not that one. I chose what I'd like to think is a more honest and heartfelt take from just a year before, recorded live in Hollywood in 1968. The original by the Everly Brothers preceded that, and Walking on Strings was an instrumental by guitarist Chet Atkins, who would play a pivotal role in getting the Everly Brothers launched and established as a founding group of rock and roll. And when they weren't rocking, they were breaking your heart with the tenderest of ballads. The musical and harmonic sensibilities would help build the Beach Boys in just a couple of years. Let's put a couple together along those lines.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. If you must cling someone now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, what would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love.
above you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life could still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Simply couldn't be without the Everly Brothers. It's a vinyl experience. Salute to Phil Everly. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and Bob Dylan was listening. And by the time he got to his self-portrait album in 1970, he took a stab at the Everly Brothers' own tune, Take a Message to Mary.
These are the words of a frontier lad who lost his love when he turned back.
Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her where I am. Take a message to Mary, but don't say I'm in a jam. You can tell her that I had to see the world. Tell her that my ship's at sail. You can say she'd better not wait for me. But don't tell her I'm in jail. Oh, don't tell her I'm in jail. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her what I've done. Please don't mention the stagecoach and the shot from a careless gun. You can tell her that I had to change my plans and cancel out the wedding day. But please don't mention my lonely cell where I'm gonna pine away until my dying day. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her all you know. My heart is aching for Mary, God knows I miss her so. Just tell her that I went went to Timbuktu. Tell her that I'm searching for gold. You can't say she'd better find someone new to cherish and to hold. Oh, Lord, this cell is cold.
That's a pretty song, and the harmonies of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young certainly owe a lot to the Everly Brothers. But other than that, what's the connection of Neil Young's Harvest Moon and our salute to Phil Everly? Well, right here, and I'll follow it with a less obvious nick off of this particular tune called Walk Right Back.
I want you to tell me why you walked out on me. Same old way. Thank
same old way. Think about the love that burns within my heart for you. The good times we had before you went away. Oh, me, walk right back to me this minute. Bring your love to me, don't send it. I'm so lonesome every day. I'm so lonesome every day. I'm so
the right to hold you. You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start. How much you send those shivers running down my spine? Ooh, have I the right to thrill you? You know I'm waiting till you give me the right to make you mine. Well, come right back, I just can't bear it. I've got some love and I want to share it. Come right back. Never part. No, 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 no. Have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start.
British invasion group The Honeycombs, with their own reinvention of the Everly Brothers' Walk Right Back in their 1964 hit Have I the Right? Neil Young's Harvest Moon, a little bit more directly derivative of that song. Speaking of the British invasion, the Beatles could not be without the Everly Brothers. And Paul McCartney settles that score with a famous reference in this very successful song.
Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the
knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door. I let him in. Yeah, let him in. Brother John, Martin Luther, Phil and Don, Brother Michael, Auntie Jean, open the door up.
Paul McCartney's chart-topping hit Let Him In references Phil and Don Everly. Phil Everly has died at the age of 74. He and his brother Don leave a long, tall shadow over all of rock and roll. The Beatles couldn't have been without the Everly brothers. Listen.
Sound. ever I want you around, yeah. All I gotta do is call you on the phone and you come running home. Yeah, that's all I gotta do. And when I wanna kiss you, yeah, all I gotta do is whisper in your ear the words you long to hear, and I'll be kissing you. And the same goes for me. Whenever you want me at all, I'll be here, yes I will. Whenever you call, you just gotta call on me, yeah. You just gotta call on me. And when I wanna kiss you, yeah, all I gotta do is call you on the phone and you come running home. Yeah, that's all I gotta do. And the same goes for me. Whenever you want me at all, I'll be here, as I will. Whenever you call, you just gotta call on me. Yeah, you just gotta call on me.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Oh, it wasn't so hot. that much of a glut. We fell asleep, but Goose's cooked. Our reputation is shut. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. What are you gonna tell your mama? What are you gonna tell your pop? What are you gonna tell your friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie.
Well, I told your mama that you'd be in my town. Well, now, Susie, baby, looks like we're good again.
Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We both fell sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. If the movie's over, it's 4 o'clock and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are you gonna tell your mama? What are you gonna tell your pop? What are you gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie.
Well, I told your mama that you'd be in by 10. Well, now, Susie, baby, looks like we're good again.
Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home.
Remembering Phil Everly on The Vinyl Experience. The Grateful Dead owe a debt to Phil and Don, and Bobby and Jerry harmonize on the 1970 live Grateful Dead album Bear's Choice for their version of Wake Up Little Susie, R.E.M. before that with All I Have to Do is Dream, and a Beatles original from their second LP with the Beatles, All I've Gotta Do, which borrows heavily from Kathy's Clown, the Everly Brothers original. Here's one of the most unusual and popular Everly Brothers remakes, a huge hit for hard-rocking Nazareth in 1975.
Enough.
You cheated me and made me lonely. I tried to be your very own. There'll be a day you want me only, but when I leave, I'll be a long time gone.
Everly is the current album project by Billy Joe Armstrong and Nora Jones, which creates an Everly Brothers original LP, and their eerie resemblance to the real Everly Brothers is very much in display on Long Time Gone. Nazareth before that not trying to sound anything like the Everlys on their 1975 hit Love Hurts. And to round out this special vinyl experience salute to Phil Everly, here's the song that he wrote, which was a hit for the Everlys and Linda Ronstadt in 1975.
Well,
And that's The Vinyl Experience. There are more shows to discover in the archives at prn.fm and on demand at rtds.ca. Please like and share The Vinyl Experience on Facebook and Twitter and follow me there. I'm Paul Cavalcante.